welcome, Rhonda.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
I'm glad you're here to do this interview. Can you first describe what your position and role is here with Clearwater County?
Sure. My position is the manager of financial services, and I lead the finance department team. So there's 8 of us, including myself. And maybe I'll just talk a little bit about what our department is responsible for. It's quite a list because, anyway, there's lots that we do. Our department coordinates accounts payable, accounts receivable, internal reporting, so that's to leadership and management, as well as decision makers such as council. And we do asset tracking, property and liability insurance, maintenance of the tax roll, external reporting to all types of stakeholders. We liaison with the audit team, which is for an external financial audit that happens annually. And we're kind of the hub of the organization. We are the go-to for all the departments if they're needing information about any of their projects or what's going on with them, as well as reception. We look after anyone who comes in or calls in. They would get somebody from our department first, and then they would try to figure out who's responsible for the item that they're calling for and try to get them to the right people.
Well, everything we do does cost money.
Yes.
And so your department tracks all of it and is able to tell the different departments and council, you know, where things are in the stage of spending and investment. And
correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So speaking of county money, we're a big county.
Yes.
We're a large area.
Very large geographically.
I think we're, the third largest in Alberta?
Yeah, I don't know where we sit in the rank, but I know we're one of the top largest.
And our population really isn't that large.
No.
But we still have, around 2,200 kilometers of roads to maintain and all those services. So where does how does the county get its funding?
Yeah, so there are different funding sources. Of course, our main funding source is property tax revenue. And annually, it varies from year to year, but about 85% comes from industry, and about 15% comes from other sources, so farm, residential.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for the portion of funding that doesn't come from our own property taxes, approximately what percent comes, and where does that come from?
Well, again, that varies from year to year. So the revenue that's recognized in any given year depends on which projects we're doing. So if a project is grant funded and it happens to be the year that we do that project, then that year the funding from other sources would be higher than if we deferred that grant revenue in that year because we have a project on the horizon. So that percentage varies a lot from year to year.
But compared to grants that we might get from provincial or federal governments, our property taxes really are the reliable, dependable year-to-year source of income.
Correct, yeah. Property taxes are about $48 million, give or take a little. And on average, the grant funding that's available in a year might be $3
million. Okay. So really, it comes down to our property taxes.
Absolutely.
And like you said, 85% of it comes from industry. That's the pipelines, the machinery and equipment, and
correct, all the well sites and the plants and all the busyness that's in the oil field out west. The
shops, sure. Welding shops, electrician shops, all those things too.
Yeah, you bet.
Okay, so with all this funding, what are the services or programs that the county is actually responsible for? Because I know I get asked all the time from people, well, why doesn't the county do this with a school or with the hospital or with some of the highways? And those aren't our responsibilities. Those are other areas. So what are things that the county is actually responsible for?
Correct. So municipal government is legislated through an act called the Municipal Government Act, and that really guides the programs and services that that the county is responsible for. It doesn't mean that we don't fund other things. We do. But the majority of the things we fund are governed through that Municipal Government Act. And then regulations that are kind of rules that fall out of that act kind of guide us in what we need to do. So the things that municipal government is responsible for are the roads and the bridges that are not two-digit highways. So the two-digit highways are Alberta Transportation's responsibility. And the rest of the roads within our boundaries are Clearwater County's responsibility. And they have to keep them up to a standard that is safe for the traveling public to, to travel on. And that includes all the roads and bridges that are out in the West Country that mainly industry uses, but they're our biggest ratepayer also.
So. Right. And like speaking of our roads, I mean, they have to be safe enough for residents, certainly to drive on. But,
absolutely.
You know, we want our oil trucks and our grain trucks all to be able to use them. So they have to be, again, built to that standard. So,
correct.
You know, we don't want them only used one year and crumble away and rebuild them every year.
No, we want them to last 40 or 50 years.
So the county is in charge of non-provincial highway roads, so, which is, as I said earlier, is 2,200 kilometers or so in our area. What are some of the other services we're responsible for?
Yeah, so we provide service fire services through a regional structure. We provide waste services, solid waste services, so garbage, and waste and water services to our hamlets. There's just so many, like weed and pest services, mowing services, planning services. There's just economic development, and there's just so many things that the county touches on within the community.
And like you said earlier, almost all of those are mandated.
Yes.
In the legislation.
Yes, most of those. Like, for example, there's a Weed and Pest Act that the Agricultural Services Department needs to adhere to and make sure that you know, noxious weeds are being controlled, and that we're being good stewards of our land and water.
And I know we also contribute. You know, it's not mandated, but we contribute to the Village of Caroline and the Town of Rocky Mountain House with their recreation services.
Correct.
Because those communities that are within our county, our residents want to have that quality of life of having those services available. And the county's not the best place to have a skating rink that needs municipal water and all those other things.
Correct. So they're within the more urbanized areas so that they have municipal services. They have access to municipal services. And then it's also a gathering place for the community.
Yep. And throw on, you know, I think we've got 15 cemeteries and 19 or so community halls that
absolutely.
We support.
And social services are typically funded through provincial community purse, but more and more the municipal community purse has been funding those types of services. Stars Air Ambulance, for example.
Which we see a lot of out here.
Yeah, for sure. And like you mentioned, our community hall funding events. There's some events that the county puts dollars towards. And the community services department has just been growing and growing.
Which is just about making this a place where people want to live.
Yes.
And stay and hopefully raise their kids and
start
absolutely. Businesses and hire people.
Yeah.
Big circle there.
That's right.
So we've got all these services. We've got the main sources of revenue. How do we budget for doing these services?
So we don't do zero-based budgeting here, which is like going from starting from scratch and doing business case scenarios. It would just be too resource laden. Like it would just be too onerous, and we would to do that when we have the kind of the knowledge to know which programs and services and kind of what they cost. That being said, we do analyze every year what those programs and services are going to provide the community in that year, and try to estimate what that's going to cost based on different things like how much is fuel. Fuel's a big part of our expenditure in our operating programs, for sure.
We have a lot of miles to cover and a lot of roads to grade.
We do. So every year, the directors and their staff go through each program individually and analyze what that they're going to accomplish, and try to calculate as best they can what those programs and services are going to cost that year.
And we don't just budget for the coming year. We actually try to forecast and plan out for multiple years.
Yeah, so that's also legislated. So we're legislated to provide a four-year operating plan, which we don't, council doesn't pass or approve that budget exactly. They approve the plan, but it's not set in stone, or not that our budget is set in stone, but it's more solid or structured for the 1 year. So that's both operating and capital. The budgets are passed for the following year in December. But we are legislated to provide a plan, a 10-year capital plan and a four-year operating plan.
Right. And that helps reduce surprises.
Yes. You know,
we try to. I mean, things happen.
Yeah.
We know fires happen, floods happen, and so on. But you know, trying to plan out ahead and reduce those surprises, and know that a certain project that might be extra large is coming up in 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Council can allocate some funds for it every year.
Yes. So that is part of the budget process, is to take funds from the current tax year and put them into a restricted surplus account to save for those larger projects, so that the tax rate doesn't have to fluctuate from year to year. It can just, you know, either stay the same or gradually increase, so that we know by the time that project comes ready to come to fruition that the funding will be there.
Well, it's just like me saving for my truck. I'm putting money away each year so that I can purchase it outright and I don't have to take a loan or buy a truck that I don't want. I can get the quality that I want.
Yeah, debt is certainly a funding source that the county can access if it necessary, but of course that costs interest, and there's other costs that are associated with that. So different than provincial community purse, the municipal community purse needs to be balanced at the end of the year. So that means that there has to be a funding source for each program, service, and project within that year identified, where provincially they could run a deficit in a year and just figure out how to fund it at a later date, whereas municipal government is legislated that we have to balance that in the year. So restricted surpluses are what we depend on for those larger projects. We save for the future, and then when the funding is available, then we move forward with those projects that council has identified are important to our community.
So speaking of the restricted surpluses, I've had comments from people, because we do have money set aside, allocated away, and I've had comments made, oh, why doesn't the county do this with that funds, or this project, you've got the money in the bank, why don't you just do this?
Yeah.
So what is a restricted supply or restricted
surplus,
and what are some of the projects that we are allocating that money towards?
Yeah, so a huge part of that are our infrastructure that Public Works manages is, you know, 177 bridge structures. That's a huge amount of bridge structures within our county.
Which the province used to actually help fund years ago.
Yes, they did.
But no longer.
They do fund a small amount, and Clearwater County is fortunate to get grants for some of our bridge structures if they're the same priority as the provincial governments, okay. Which doesn't happen every year for sure. But yeah, they used to fund like 75% of all bridge structures in the province, but no longer. They're on their budget, but they're zero funded.
Right. So it's become our cost.
Yes, those are downloaded onto the municipal government because people need these roads, either industry to access their well sites or residents to go and visit or access different services within the community.
And what are some other projects that the funding would be basically we're saving for?
Yeah, so wastewater is a big one. We have a regional wastewater system that may come on the horizon that we feel that our council feels that there is a need for that in the community in the future. We've been saving restricted surpluses for an administration building in, I believe, 2028. The construction is supposed to happen for that. Broadband is another large project. They're doing a core, what they call a core backbone, so that broadband services can be provided to most of the county. And it's because of our large geographic area, that's a big project.
And spread out.
Like, yeah.
We're sparsely populated, honestly.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, private industry doesn't see the benefit because there's no profits in putting a bunch of infrastructure into the ground and be providing those services to our residents. So there's no private industry that's really interested in doing that on their own. So in order for our community to have those services, that's what a community purse is for.
Okay. So you mentioned earlier we have a regional fire program that we actually share with the town of Rocky Mountain House and Village of Caroline. What are some of the other regional programs or shared services that the county participates in?
Oh, there's, well, recreation is a large one. We provide 100% of the funding for the recreation that's within the Village of Caroline currently, and 50% of most of the recreation that happens within the town of Rocky. Oh yes, so libraries, we help fund administration for the RCMP. We partner with the schools and the town on the school resource officer program. Yeah, we fund senior transportation within the different communities and senior programs, along with what I would call natural funding, like they have funding through other organizations or privately. Yes, the airport, the Town of Rocky and Clearwater County jointly fund that 50-50. And even though it's within Clearwater County's boundaries, that's one that the town supports that's in our boundaries.
Okay. I get a lot of questions as I'm visiting businesses and so on, partially about taxes, partially about services. And from your point of view, in how long have you been working for Clearwater County?
Almost 16 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a bit of experience and certainly in managing your books and forecasting. Yep. How are the county's finances today?
They're in a really good position. I think past councils have been very conservative on the projects that they've funded, and they've really tried to save for those projects instead of using debt. The other thing is that the county's been very fortunate to have the amount of industry happening within its boundaries that it does have. So we're able to subsidize those property taxes with the industry property taxes that, you know, for projects and programs and services that would be, you know, fall 100% on residents if we didn't have that industry happening. So yeah, we're in a good financial position.
Yeah, there are some counties where they don't have the oil and gas, they don't have the pipelines and and the wells that we do, and you know, those companies sure do support our community.
They do.
Both through taxes and their sponsorships. And
yes, donations. Absolutely. Very grateful for the support.
So to wrap up, what is something you would like our residents to know about, you know, whether it's your department or services? What is something you would like people to know about?
Yeah, I guess that, you know, we're always here to help, and we are available for any questions, and we love community participation. So anything that they're wanting more information about or wanting to know, just to give the office a call, really. Like, we have actual people answering the phone, and they do their best to make sure that they get the right kind of expert in their field available for them to answer their questions for them. So if that's about a project that's happening in their area of the county, or about the county finances, or how we save money, or where our funding comes from, we're more than happy to, you know, walk through any of that information with anyone that gives us a call.
It's not a big secret.
Not a big secret. Love to have those questions.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for sharing all this information with me. And you know, we are a fortunate place. I as an employee, appreciate councils who save for projects rather than having to borrow for projects.
Yes.
And you know, that we try to plan ahead for all these things.
Yes, we do. Thank you.